Fraser Sinclair Brown.
This is The Palace, a shack in the mountains of New Zealand. The Palace is home to Chuck Berry, one of New Zealand's top extreme athletes. Chuck's having a few friends to stay. Miles Dasher is a base jumper. Dave Barlio is one of the world's best windsuit pilots. And Dave's wife, Carlene Jeffrey, a champion extreme snowboarder. Time is scarce, and so is money. The old Pajero is on its last legs. But there's lots for the team to achieve. They want to attempt a wingsuit formation, a world-first base jump, and Miles is planning a high-risk ski stunt. This is the Extreme Sports Tribe. A base jump is all about the delay between leaving the edge and opening the parachute. The longer the delay, the bigger the rush. The delay too long, and it's all over. After a three-hour wait, the weather finally begins to clear, revealing a 180-metre challenge. Miles is still unsure about this cliff, and so he should be. Just one protruding rock would kill him during the freefall. The guides work quickly, digging holes for a snow anchor. An avalanche on a nearby slope adds to Miles' mounting nerves and astounds the group below. But it's now or never, and Miles is lowered to the very edge of the cliff. Success! Miles lands on the ridge halfway down the mountain, and the man has still got his skis. Every year, the day after Christmas, hundreds of sailors set sail from famous Sydney Harbour to embark on one of the toughest offshore races in the world. The most expensive yachts, fitted out with space-age technology, will be challenged by an underdog. A smaller, radically designed boat with the potential to outrun them all. But the course is a killer. It will test every boat to its limit, especially the underdog, which dares to gamble with the most extreme forces of wind and water. This is Grundig, a radical boat with a committed crew. On this boat, sailing is never dull. This is just a harbour race, expensive boats flaunting their muscle on the calm inner harbour. But in just 2 weeks' time, Grundig will be out at sea, contesting one of the most hellish offshore races in the world, the Sydney to Hobart. Grundig's attempted the race twice before, but this time her crew are determined to sail her over the finish line first.